It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. If you've tuned into Trenton Waves, you got the right show. If you tuned into Verbal Smash, you've got the right show. If you've tuned into the IF podcast, you've got the right show. And by the way, if you tuned in for some Dear Sis action, Nadine, did they have the right show?
They had the right show.
They got the right show. What is this show we're doing? Chris.
Yes.
I need some help.
Well, we figured during this time, we should all gather together.
Yeah, let's get a little get together.
In right. A group of less than, what is it, 25?
Right.
And do a podcast.
Today's podcast is very, very interesting because it involves a live event that's going on tomorrow that you can participate from your very own home. That's right, your very own home.
Well, people, I think, need their fix.
That's right.
Right?
They
and they haven't been able to go and get it, so we're going to supply it.
I'm still without coffee. Speaking of coffee, I'm going to do the quick intros, okay? Here we go. With us today is James Peoples, the host of the IF Podcast.
Hello.
IF Podcast just recently launched. It's doing very well. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on newpodcity.com. We have Mr. Rob Bullington on the show today, who doesn't have an actual podcast. Well, not yet. We'll see what happens.
I'm making them for everybody else, right?
Rob's going to be driving the episode, for the most part, as to what this live event is all about. MJ is here from the Dear Sis podcast.
Hey.
You made it onto iTunes with one episode.
Mm. I did.
That's insane. Good girl. Proud of you.
Pod City in the house.
We got Jason Bevel from the Verbal Smash podcast, all the way from Alabama.
Hello, I'm here, man. Howdy.
And of course, our studio manager, you know her, you love her, you can't stand her sometimes, Erin Fryer, New Pod City studio manager. Hello, Erin.
Hello,
how are you?
Erin.
Can you get me a cup of coffee? Right.
That's what the manager does.
Wow.
I'm asking if she can get me a cup of coffee.
That's so sexist.
Man, that's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded. That was cold-blooded, man.
I disagree. I'm just asking for a cup of coffee because I'm manning the board here. I can't
get up. Do not get up.
Oh, I thought you were trying to just do a power play, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
No.
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm not that much of a jerk, Jason. I mean, my gosh.
No, we're shocked.
Okay.
No, you're not. You're all right. You're all right.
Yeah, you're all right.
I get Jason's stamp of approval. Great. I don't know what that means, if that's good or bad. Okay, Rob, you intrigued me with this idea you had on the phone the other day. And then it was James Peoples' great idea to say, hey, let's make a podcast out of this and drop it on
channels.
Some of the network shows on New Pod City. Explain to Podcastio what this episode is really all about.
Well, I mean, in a couple of words, it's about throwing a life ring to the jazz musicians in the area who've had their gigs shut down. And it all started because I was going to record a concert at the Candlelight Lounge. That's a great music venue in downtown Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to record an episode for the radio program that I produce for the local college jazz station. It's at Mercer County Community College, jazzontwo.org. Suzanne Cloud, wonderful Philadelphia area jazz musician, educator, organizer. She founded a group called Jazz Bridge that maintains a fund to rescue musicians who are in trouble. You know, Suzanne had agreed to give me the 2 hours of content I needed for this episode, and then we were starting to see the inevitable that the venue was going to get shut down. Suzanne, I think, knowing what I do, she reached out to me and she said, can we do a live stream of this? And I thought, well, yeah, heck yeah, we can do a live stream of this. Then we thought, well, if we're really going to make this benefit the musicians, maybe we need to change our thinking about it. Maybe we need to have a paywall that actually requires people to put a little bit of money down to watch it. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about a lot of money. We're talking about $5 a pop. And we're going to work this thing out so that basically when somebody buys their ticket to listen to and watch the live stream, that they're going to be able to watch it on demand for another 30 days. So we're hoping this is a model that's going to generate some revenue and help some of these musicians out who've had their gigs shut down.
So they have access to this for the whole month.
They have access to this for the whole month.
Pay once, $5, you have access for, and then it shuts off after? We have to pay again to reactivate it?
Yeah, if we leave it up, then, you know, we can invite people to pay another $5 to watch it after that.
But we're kind of hoping to make this a series, I think,
isn't it? We could do something else. Yeah, what we might do, and again, you know, this is all kind of by the seat of our pants because we've been slapped with this crisis. But I know that Bradley at the Candlelight is interested in maybe having more musicians in to do it. Mm. So what we might consider doing is just making a playlist. You subscribe to the playlist and you can see all the concerts.
Because then what can happen then, jazz clubs across the country could start doing this as well.
Right.
How cool. Yeah, wow.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask is that, like, I was late to the jazz party. However, within the last few years, it's kind of like a whole new world. But as of today, if you go back to the 40s and 50s, it was kind of like jazz was controversial because it was decadent. And then there's a lot of music that's branched off, like mainly drummers that joined rock bands. And see, I always heard, oh, so-and-so, like Ginger Baker was a jazz drummer.
Right.
So let's take it right now, man. What is the state of jazz? I know there are jazz clubs. It's alive and it's breathing.
Well, I can speak a little bit for the Candlelight. The Candlelight Lounge is a straight-ahead bebop jazz club. It is not smooth jazz. In fact, if you come in and try and bring in some smooth jazz, you will be shouted down.
Yeah, smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz. Smooth, you will get shouted down by the crowd in there if you try and play anything that doesn't resemble straight-ahead jazz.
Smooth jazz is to jazz the gateway drug to other genres.
Yeah.
Look, and I'm the guy that all the jazz people, like, they would roll their eyes at because, I mean, they do, because I was like, wait a minute, I need to give this shit a chance here, I need to figure out what's going on, because I've jammed with a lot of drummers, man. Way back in the day, I had a band, I toured, I made a couple records, and it was a hustle, it really was, and then there was this time where I'd play with the drummer, and this dude's all over the freaking place, and it wasn't the standard, like, where here comes a verse, so he closes the hi-hat, and it's a little less bombastic. Right. Then we got the chorus, and he opens it up, starts hitting the crashes. And then it was like, well, there was a lot of jazz influence, jazz, and I'm like, I need to listen to what the hell jazz is. Like, I'm lost as hell, right? So,
Jason, jazz is alive and well. Alive and very well.
Thank you.
Well, the thing about it is that I started digging back because the only thing I knew about jazz was the jazz singer with Neil Diamond.
Ooh.
If you think that's the first time I'm going to make y'all go, ooh.
So then I go to
some people like, well, listen to Jaco Pastorius.
Yeah.
So he's a bass player.
So
he played in the Weather Report.
Weather Report, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to that music, and it blows me away, okay?
Jaco blew the music world away.
Yes, he did. Well, he played with Joni Mitchell, and he played with a lot of people. You know, he just got up there and played, and I watched this documentary, and they're like...
Which documentary did you see? Did you see Funk the Bass?
The one that Robert Trujillo...
That would be Funk the Bass. Yeah. They debuted that at the Asbury Park Music and Film Festival here in New Jersey, and I actually saw a concert that Robert Trujillo, Bernie Worrell was on keyboards. Let me tell you something. This was like a $15 ticket for like 4 hours of music with world-class, amazing musicians at this little tiny establishment in Asbury Park called the Stone Pony. So we spent about 3 or 4 hours with
the Stone Pony, Jason, don't you?
You know, we had Jaco. So Jaco's son was on stage. I mean, it was, if you're a bass player, then this would have been the live show for you to see.
The documentary was fascinating, but it was kind of like he picked up the bass, he took the frets off of it, sanded it down, and just did his own thing.
Yeah. Took off his shoes and had a good time.
Right. And then I listened to the Weather Report, and I started listening to this jazz. I'm like, this jazz is crazy because it's almost like as if everybody's playing a different song, or at least it's like they're falling down steps and then they land on their feet. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, we should give me some
sunrise.
Don't forget the coolest guy in Weather Report was the Austrian keyboard player, Joe Zawinul.
Yeah, right. Jaco just felt like he could never get his due from that guy because he did a record and he said it sounds like kids. You know, they had this whole thing to where, like, he could never get that guy's approval. And the Austrian guy, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Joe Zawinul. And then he played with Cannonball Adderley, too.
Wow.
Tangents.
We're going
because right now the way it is, you know, everyone's like shut up in their houses, and I have a funny feeling that we are about to see the real hair color of a lot of our friends. we're about to get to the root of things here. No pun intended. But let's just kind of shift back to exactly how are people going to be able to access this portal?
Okay, there's a Facebook event that Suzanne Cloud has put out. My company's Front Row Seat Productions. And so if you go to frsprod.com, frsprod.com, and you look in current events, and it'll have the link to the live streaming.
Not only that, but we'll also include that, Rob, in all of our podcast episode descriptions.
Beautiful.
As well as the tags and on our Facebook pages. Absolutely. Per podcast.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The musicians, thank you.
So I think the whole goal behind this is James Peoples, by the way, from the IF podcast. Rob's goal with reaching back and working with the people from Jazz Bridge, I believe it's going to be very, very beneficial to the musicians if people get the idea that, you know, if you typically went to the Candlelight, now, granted, it's a cover charge, and granted, you get a great meal from Val while you're there at the Candlelight, but you get to see potentially a show that would cost you a $15 cover charge at the Candlelight for $5, and you get to see it over and over again. And if we can make this a series, if EC Bradley can take the Candlelight and turn it into a venue where artists can know that they can come in and do this, maybe we can generate some revenue that'll help put money into the pockets of the musicians that are actually going to be more starving than the rest of us. The hospitality industry is getting hit so hard right now with everything being closed down nationwide.
Right.
If you're looking at what's happening, you know, California is closed as a state as of yesterday. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, this is going to, the potential for people around the country to maybe tap into this idea and either call us in as consultants to help them understand how to do it, because the marketing team that's going to put this together is top notch. I mean, between Robert and between Frank and between Christina and Aaron and myself and Nadine and you, Jason, we're going to get this out to our podcast audiences, but between Robert and Frank specifically, what they're going to do online is going to be really, really great to get this message out to other people.
And there's somebody else that I want to show a little love to right now because of what he's doing, and that's Michael Ritchie. He's got the website All About Jazz. That's kind of like a national calendar for jazz events. And so if you want to see what the state of jazz in Trenton is, you can go to trenton.jazznearyou.com. And this event is listed there. And Michael right now is scrambling to get everything recoded so that he can actually advertise live streams properly. He's been driving the site for a long time, so he's got a lot of traffic coming into it, people looking for concerts to go to. So he's going to drive attention back into Trenton.
That's fantastic.
Doing that.
I mean, and that's really great for the artists that will come through the town. I mean, not all of them are going to be local artists, but all of them are going to be performing locally here in the city of Trenton, which is a fantastic thing. I mean, again, one of the stops on the tour, seemingly up and down the East Coast for most of the jazz musicians in the region, happens to be the Candlelight Lounge. It really is that live music venue. Mm. A lot of the other venues that existed in the past are no longer here or are no longer active, and so the Candlelight is really going to be the place to be, and just the fact that Mr. Bradley has gone out and done the research and made sure that this is something that's acceptable and that Robert is willing to come in and provide his time to try and help make this a doable thing, make this go for these artists is fantastic.
So this event kicks off tomorrow, Saturday, March 21st, 3 p.m. If you're tuning into your favorite show right now, just go to our Facebook page. It'll be pinned at the top of the page. There's no question as to where it is. You just click it. It'll take you right there. You pay your $5, and you enjoy some world-renowned great jazz.
You're going to be able to go to frsprod.com and look in current events, and you'll see a blog entry there to lead you to it. It's publicized in Facebook. You can look up Suzanne Cloud, the Suzanne Cloud Quartet. And she's got posts about it. It's on All About Jazz and their directory. But you can go to frsprod.com, and I'll have a link prominent.
I'll have a link there. And you're supporting musicians.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other part about it, is that we're trying to put food on their tables.
Right.
Yeah. Let me mention who the other players are, too. It's Aaron Graves on keyboard, Lee Smith on bass, and Craig McIver on drums. These are all really great Philly artists in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And, very, very cool.
And Suzanne Cloud on vocals.
We'd like you to hang around with us for a little something we call plugs.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Hi, I'm Rob Bullington from Front Row Seat Productions. Great to be here. Thanks to everybody who's helping out and to promote what we're doing to throw a life ring to jazz musicians in the area who've had their gigs canceled. And really, all musicians in the area who've had their gigs canceled. We really want to help you. We want to make a sustainable model to give back some of what you've lost from the COVID-19 scare.
Hello, my name is James Peoples. I am the host of the IF podcast. I'm very grateful to be here with everyone, helping Rob with Front Row Seat Productions promote what we're doing at the Candlelight tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It'll be a live stream with a $5 paywall, and hopefully that can become a model for other music venues that want to be able to provide a way to generate revenue for the musicians that will come in. Since that is something that is allowed, they're not allowed to have patrons in the establishments, but they should be able to allow you to come in and actually use their space to perform. So think about it. Let's see how much we can generate to help these musicians out.
Hi, I'm Erin Fryer. I'm the manager of Basecamp Trenton and the studio manager for New Pod City. Excited to be here today and learn about the live stream at the Candlelight tomorrow, Saturday at 3 p.m. We'll be sharing the live link on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and our Twitter, so make sure to check in there.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, dear sis, MJ. I'm excited to be here. Super excited that knowing that it's going to be at the Candlelight in Trenton, New Jersey tomorrow at 3 p.m. So if you dear sis listeners want some funky jazz, you better tune in. I gotta go.
This is Jason with Verbal Smash, man. You can find us on Twitter, The Real Verbal Smash. There's another one that I don't know what happened. You can find us on Facebook, verbalsmash.com, obviously New Pod City. I wholeheartedly support this. As a former musician that had to pay bills, that had to eat, that had to split up rent and all that, it's a tough life. It's very rewarding, though. It's one of these things. You can't do it for the money. If you do it for the money, you're going to die quick. You got to do it because you love it. These people love it. They're out there. And I want to do everything I could support jazz versus the Kung Flu. We're in wholeheartedly.
Hi, guys. I just want to say how excited I am that we're doing something positive here to support folks that are right now not getting the gigs that they should be getting because of some crazy that's going on, but we are going to make it work anyway. So please support this, and when it's all over, make sure you do go to the Candlelight, because if you've never been to the Candlelight Lounge, you don't even know what you're missing. You are literally stepping through a portal into another dimension. Am I lying?
No. Absolutely
that
not.
That place is like, where did I just land?
It is what jazz clubs have been traditionally and is what jazz clubs should always be.
It's people of all different looks, all different sizes, all different shapes, all different colors, all different backgrounds, and they're all chatting and they're friends, and it's a beautiful thing. So we want to keep supporting that any way we can. So please tune in.
You heard it right here, right now. That's right. Tomorrow. Or if you're listening to this tomorrow, then it's today. 3 p.m. You don't want to miss this. It's a great opportunity to support your local jazz club, as also your local musicians. But also, this is going to be the first of many.
Yes.
The first of many shows, but also the first of many jazz clubs and maybe even just music clubs. Mm-hmm. Just in general, I think. Mm-hmm. And it may form or evolve into other things, like open mics and things like that, right? And by the way, when this is over, which I believe is going to be very soon.
Yes.
When this is over, this is still a great way to patronize other jazz clubs that are not in your area.
Right.
For a subscription of $5, people spend money. Sometimes they spend a lot more money on that on stupid things. This is actually going to put food in people's mouths and get them going. So this has been yet another episode of Trent Waves. This has been another episode of Dear Sis. This has been another episode of the IF Podcast. This has been another episode of Verbal Smash.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.